You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Grain prices rise amid concerns of a renewed Russian blockade. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Good morning. Over the weekend, Russia suspended participation in a grain export deal brokered by the United Nations, which has allowed for shipments of Ukrainian wheat and corn to leave the Black Sea. Moscow's move came after reports of explosions on its warships in the area. This grain deal has been important for lowering food prices around the globe by as much as 15%, according to the UN. Now there are fears the opposite will happen. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of Europe, producing and exporting things like wheat, corn, soybeans, and sunflower oil. With the deal allowing Ukrainian exports in jeopardy, prices shot up. Corn prices were up more than 2% after Russia's announcement. Hundreds of thousands of tons of Ukrainian wheat is scheduled to be delivered to Africa and the Middle East, to places where people are already starving. The International Rescue Committee says Russia's withdrawal from the export deal will have, quote, catastrophic consequences. Reuters is reporting that Ukraine, the UN, and Turkey are going to continue the shipments, and there's a transit plan covering 16 ships today. The deal allowing Ukrainian exports is due to expire on November 19th. Turkey has been pressuring Russia to renew the deal. There are hopes for more negotiations at a meeting of the G20 in Bali in 2 weeks. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Well, if you think supply chain problems have caused havoc in the economy thus far, well, just wait a few weeks. There is again the possibility brewing of a rail strike. Two unions representing rail workers have now rejected a tentative contract agreement with railroad companies, both unions for the same reason. Marketplace's Lily Jamali takes a look.
The proposal on the table offers railroad workers a 24% wage increase over 5 years and annual bonuses. Unions have been pushing for up to 15 sick days for workers who currently have none.
This has been an issue of contention throughout the entire negotiation process.
That's Jennifer Blackhurst at the University of Iowa.
I think it's an issue focusing on the rights of the workers and the workers feeling good about how they're treated as human beings.
The railroads estimate offering 15 days of paid sick leave would cost $688 million a year. Cornell's Kate Broffenbrenner doubts that would seriously harm their bottom lines.
You have to divide that by the number of workers. Remember, this is one of the largest bargaining units in the country.
A unit that's 115,000 workers strong. The Association of American Railroads estimates a strike by those workers could cost as much as $2 billion a day in economic output. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, as we mentioned, grain futures contracts are headed higher this morning. Wheat futures are up by about 6%. Corn futures are up about 2.5%. Stocks today are poised to close out the biggest monthly rally in decades, but they're currently pointing lower in pre-market trading. The Dow is down 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down about 0.6%. The NASDAQ 100 is down 0.7%.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a month since Hurricane Ian made landfall in southwest Florida, but recovery is still just beginning. For the first time after a major disaster, there will be federal funding available to help people who are already experiencing homelessness before the hurricane. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Normally, when there's a major hurricane, people who were homeless before the storm aren't eligible for much aid after.
Most federal programs tend to benefit homeowners, renters, business owners.
Isabella Alcaniz researches climate change and inequality at the University of Maryland.
So the unhoused population, which is at incredibly high risk of, you know, feeling the brunt of natural disasters, are typically not part of, you know, the millions and even billions of dollars that we see going into helping people get back on their feet.
But now they will get help. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has announced nearly $7 million to help people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness in communities that were affected by Hurricane Ian.
They'll be able to get rental assistance and supportive services to go along with that rental assistance.
Ann Oliva is CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
And that rental assistance could be used for up to 2 years. It's a big deal. It's a game changer for how communities can respond to the needs of people experiencing homelessness and housing instability after a natural disaster.
Often after hurricanes and other disasters like wildfires,
what we see is a worsening of the pre-existing housing crisis in a lot of these areas.
Noah Patton is with the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
Because not only are you knocking rental housing offline, you're also knocking offline owner-occupied homes.
Which makes it harder than ever for people with very low incomes or no income to find places to live. Gladys Cook at the nonprofit Florida Housing Coalition says support for people in those situations is particularly critical after a storm as catastrophic as Ian.
Systems are stressed. People who are living out of doors can't. People who are living in their vehicles may have lost their vehicle. So it just adds a whole lot more stress to the situation.
The money that's been announced so far won't be nearly enough to help everyone, she says, but it is a good start. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And perhaps you noticed over the weekend, General Motors paused advertising on Twitter, the first big advertiser to pull back since Elon Musk took over. Jim calls this a normal step when a media partner makes big changes. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.